Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger will join the show in just about 15 minutes. It's coming up at 8:40, but time now for EB's entertainment page. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Cakes. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. My buddy just bought the i7. For a limited time only, great deals on electric cars, all that great stuff, military incentives. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. This is a weird story. The thing I don't understand is, so Barry Sonnenfeld, who directed Men in Black, Cakes, he's a very famous director.
Okay, recognize the name.
He has a new book out called Best Possible Place, Worst Possible Time. And I don't know what the point of the book is, but he tells a story that when he was filming Men in Black with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, they were in a car filming a scene. You know, they used to drive around in the car or whatever.
Okay, I don't know. I've seen Men in Black. I haven't seen it more than once.
He said there was one time where they were in there and Will just ripped one.
Okay.
And it was so deadly that he evacuated the set for 3 hours.
What?
And he just said, I guess part of it was because they were in a three-hour fart area. And they said that, this is the part I don't get. Will is a lovely guy. He just farts. He says, some do, some don't. Who doesn't?
No.
Well, maybe he says.
Everybody does.
Of course everybody does. Right?
There's different frequency. You and Cakes blast far more than Jason and I.
I think I've curtailed it for the most part in studio. I try not to.
I have a lot of flatulence.
Maybe he's saying some do more on set than others. So clearly.
I actually don't know that Jason ever farts really during the show.
I do. You just
very infrequently.
You just don't smell it.
How many do you think you rip in a day? What's the average person?
I don't know. Certainly double digits.
Oh, that's that's kind of girly.
Don't you think?
If you're
what?
If you're a dude and your farts don't smell, it's kind of girly.
Well, I mean, sometimes they probably do, but sometimes
they're probably healthy though.
Sometimes they don't. I don't know what to tell you.
I think when it's really smelly, it means your gut's all messed up.
Yeah, it could be.
It's not very masculine to have.
All right, I'll work on that. I'll work on that for you.
Cakes, you're
what do I got to eat more of?
I don't know.
You're always into this
chili.
All right.
You'll probably be all over this, but Pink Floyd, they sold their music catalog. God, I wish we had a catalog. Man. Can we sell the Junkies catalog?
I'd love to. All those reel-to-reels, they've got to be worth something.
Can we sell it to Spotify?
Is there a rich Mega P1 that we don't know about that just wants to buy all of our old material?
Didn't Valdez hijack a bunch of those? I think he's got them.
They'll have them. They're in the lock. In the
I think it's his secret retirement account.
That's my slush fund.
All right, so Pink Floyd's entire music catalog is up for sale.
They sold it.
They sold it.
Their music catalog and their name and likeness rights.
They sold it.
Does not include publishing rights, which still belong to the songwriters.
$500 million.
I think that's light for Pink Floyd's catalog.
Always bet against Cakes.
Yeah.
$400 million.
It's still a handsome amount of money.
$400 million.
For another brick in the wall.
I mean, I'm not a Pink Floyd person, really.
Yeah.
How many sillies did they have?
Oh, a lot.
I mean, they
a billion.
Comfortably Numb's
really?
A good one.
Is your dad a big Pink Floyd guy?
He likes them, but I don't think he was a big Pink Floyd guy.
I've never
guy
been though. The biggest Pink Floyd guy, but I mean, they have a huge impact on music in the last 30, 40 years. Big with the stoner crowd. Pink Floyd.
Oh, is that what it is?
Big with the stoners, yeah.
My buddy was in a Pink Floyd tribute band in Italy.
Really?
I guess Pink Floyd travels internationally famous.
Didn't Dark Side of the Moon chart on the Billboard charts for
years?
I want to say 10 or 15 years. It was there every single week.
Is that what's the name of this one?
This is Money.
Money.
Mold.
Money. Mold.
Mold.
Man, I just don't have a good file on Pink Floyd.
Well, yeah, they're not your thing.
Not my thing.
You've heard we don't need no education.
Are they in the 80s? They're in their 80s, aren't they?
The guys from Pink Floyd? Yeah. Probably
early 80s.
I would guess.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
I'm going to guess Mike Marr has zero file.
No, remember, he's an old school guy.
He's heard this.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows much about Pink Floyd. I'm going to guess he's not really into them.
I got a couple up my sleeve.
Okay.
I mean, Not don't know the entire catalog, but just the main hits.
He knows we don't need no education.
It's Another Brick in the Wall is the name of the song.
Yeah.
You keep saying we don't need no more education. That's just wrong.
That's like the lyric you say all the time.
Right.
Whatever.
Hey, Cakes, are you going to put on Dark Side of the Moon to Wizard of Oz in honor of them?
I've heard. Well, what is that bit? I've heard that bit before, but what exactly does it entail?
The record.
Okay.
Like at the opening credit scene of Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you mean one of the top five films of all time? That Wizard of Oz?
Yes. And it's and the soundtrack is like basically in tune with the movie.
Okay.
I've heard that.
I've never done it, obviously. I'll do that at some point.
All I know is that like the famous Pink Floyd album, you know, that like you said, Dark Side of the Moon, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of those original albums that was like digitally remastered with like the high def audio and everything. And so audiophiles were buying it. And remember, that was supposed to be the next thing, like high definition audio. And then they started doing like streaming and the quality's mediocre and no one cared.
How's that high def radio working out?
HD radio?
Nobody cares. Anybody?
Nobody cares.
Crickets. Hard to find sometimes. Hey, Drab reminded me, he brought up a good point. You start the record when the lion roars.
Okay.
The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Like the MGM lion or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the one that needs courage.
Yeah. Like this line that's on my hat.
And that lion
roars.
All right, Valdez, I know where you stand on this, but I don't know. Maybe the other boys can chime in. There's a woman. Her name is Louise Glover. Okay.
Yep.
She's 41 years old. Still attractive. At one point in 2006, she was Playboy's Model of the Year.
Okay.
All right. She lived in Hugh Hefner's mansion. She was one of his girls.
Playboy mansion. Yeah.
Yes. But then her fortunes changed in 2010. She was someone who was raised in foster parents, so she doesn't really have family.
Okay, yep.
She's now, at the age of 41, living in a tent.
No way.
In a rural part of England. Because her modeling gig, she's 41, you know, she's aging. She's still a beautiful girl, but, you know, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Modeling gigs are drying up. And she refuses to do anything pornographic. Everyone's saying, well, just start an OnlyFans.
Right.
She refuses to do it. She'd rather live in a tent.
Wow.
Tents are terrible.
Living in a tent.
Camping, even a tiny house.
Camping is tiny so house would be overrated. Better.
How come she can't just get a regular job? I mean, she's a good-looking woman.
Yeah, she.
Someone would hire her.
Beautiful woman. But her thing is, she's a model. She's been a model her whole life.
Right, well, those days end.
Yeah, so she doesn't have a skill set or anything?
I guess not. I don't know. She was living at Hefner's $100 million Playboy mansion.
There's no chance it's worth that now, is it?
No, I know.
I mean, that's absurd.
She was partying with Leo DiCaprio and all those, probably Diddy.
Yeah.
And now she's living in a tent.
Yeah.
Would you advise her to start an OnlyFans?
I don't know if I'd advise her to do that, but I would advise her to stop living in a tent.
I mean, get a job.
Because that's a terrible way to live.
Get a job at Slim Chickens or something.
I don't even want to live in a tent for one night, let alone that's my permanent domicile. No, thank you. Right. A tent?
I'm out on tents. It's very uncomfortable. Unless you're at the beach.
I don't even know if I believe that.
Dude, they got pictures of her.
Oh, I see that, but she could just be making the story up.
Oh, you
just
think
to get
the
some
story's
attention.
Made up?
I don't know.
Some ADs.
She doesn't look like she's she looks like she's
She
healthy
says she gets a little bit of modeling work, but the high cost of living has made it so that she can't afford.
So where, she just pitches her tent somewhere.
She lives out
England?
In a rural part of England. You look like you see other hippies that are living in their tents.
She lives in like a compound, a hippie compound.
You see some other like, they almost look like teepees.
Okay.
She should go work at Hooters. That'd be a great idea for her.
I thought they were shuddering. Is Hooters
shuddering?
They're shuddering
a lot.
They are? Yeah.
Oh, damn. Maybe not.
I mean, is Mike Barr living in 2008 talking about
Do you and your boys
to
go to Hooters?
No, but I've been before. I was in Florida like 3 or 4 years ago. We stopped by one of the afternoons.
Right. Yeah. Were you in heaven? Did you think it was amazing?
It was incredible. It was a great experience.
I think you guys, only a few of them are closing. Some of them are packed all the time.
Are there
the
really?
One in Chantilly is slammed on during the weekends NFL.
Why?
There's one, a brand new one in Fairfax.
Why?
The wings.
People guess,
love the wings.
But, I mean, is it just
you think,
like,
you think boobs aren't popular?
I'm out on them in the pantyhose.
Restaurants are making a comeback?
Not a comeback, but I think it's hanging in there.
Okay. Evergreen, kids.
Sure.
So who are the main clientele? Just like fat dopey guy.
Yeah. Like Valdez's.
Yeah. I don't know. Season listeners.
Hey, you know what? Sydney Sweeney might have brought him back.
Guys with testosterone.
I'm out on
not
that.
Not on, you know, guys who just punted life and eating sugar all day and
I'm just
drinking
out
cocktails
on
nonstop.
Pantyhose. I just think it's repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one guy who doesn't find those waitresses somewhat attractive.
Especially,
I'm not saying they're not attractive. Years, I don't so. Like the
especially when they put hearts all over the check.
Hey,
looks like it's still there in Fairfax.
I'm not looking at the pantyhose.
I can't.
You can't get past
so
it.
It's so weird. I yeah.
It's too much for you.
Yes.
You want to see their pale legs?
Huh? Yeah.
You want to see their pale legs and their freckles and pimples?
Yeah, yeah. I would rather
ingrown hairs.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim real quick in Arlington. He wants to chime in on the whole Christine Brennan situation. Asking questions about the Caitlin Clark incident. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey.
Clearly what the Players Association is doing to Brennan, of all people, is kind of ridiculous. But I think you have to see the larger context. I mean, since before Clark came into the league, the narrative was formed that the lesbians are coming after our Caitlin. And so everything has been fly-sexed. And every incident has basically proving the argument going in.
So hold on. So you're saying it hasn't been a racial thing. It was a sexuality thing.
It was racial as well. I mean, it's Jason Whitlock and Dan Dockich and all the people who are trying to get 1,000 YouTube subscribers.
I'd rather talk about restaurants. Personally, I don't know.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was a thing. What?
No, it's not you. He just didn't say any of that.
You know what that guy was? He was a ratings killer. That person.
But why didn't it happen with Sabrina Ionescu? I mean, she's a popular. She's a heterosexual.
I don't know.
She's married to a dude.
She didn't get the kind of run. I know she has sneakers.
No. I know she didn't get the Caitlin Clark run.
Yeah.
But if it's all anti-hetero, I mean, why wouldn't she get attacked?
I don't know.
Not sure.
She never got that treatment.
All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the NFL. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, he'll join us next.